KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
We're in studio now with Luke Betzner. He is the registrar and professor at Calvary College. Luke, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's my privilege to be on here, Jim, and thank you for having me on.
Well, I always enjoy talking with you. I had a chance to talk to you when you first came to Calvary College, and there's been a lot of changes, a lot of things going on. Tell us what's happening.
Oh, well, we've got some really exciting options that are coming up, and it's something that was birthed within the college, but it's now being brought out for congregational consumption. So a lot of folks don't get the chance to be able to sit in a 16-week course. I mean, come on, that's a big commitment. And unless you're really interested in academics, that's not an easy sell for the normal congregational family who's got, you know, working professionals, etc. So what's happening is that this summer, dates are still being determined, but it will be happening this summer, we're going to be bringing Calvary College content out for congregational consumption. And some have called it, you know, grow your faith in 4 weeks. It's going to be 4 week bite-sized segments. No homework, guys. It's going to be great. No charge and free to attend.
I'm imagining fellowship groups, connect groups.
Oh, yeah.
I'm imagining people from other churches getting together and doing a 4 week thing together.
It would be an amazing journey to do that. And one of the courses that is going to be taught is Dr. Nelson Walker. He's going to be teaching a course, the fancy name is soteriology, but it's a balanced biblical view of salvation. I mean, that's what it boils down to. I'll get the opportunity to teach how to share your faith in a cancel culture. It's really about apologetics and apologetic techniques, but it's such bottom shelf stuff that everyone can dive in and be enriched by it.
You know, you mentioned apologetics. I had a call this morning. A friend of mine lives in San Diego. One of the churches that is an offshoot of Calvary in Costa Mesa, California, as we are at Calvary Church, Maranatha. So Maranatha Fellowship also has a high school. And I received a call from one of their members, and they said, gee whiz, you guys have people in your town, nuclear physicists that know about starlight. You guys have apologetics about Tal al-Hammam. You have, you know, the ancient city of Sodom. You have nuclear physicists. You have all these different things with the Creation Science Fellowship group here in Albuquerque. And so it's fun to me to say, yeah, Albuquerque actually has some pretty cool spiritual leaders that are doing things worldwide. Mentioned it to Ray Mondragon. I think you've met Ray. He's a frequent guest on our program. He's a retired engineer and he's a creation scientist. And, you know, Ray can debate with the best, you know, scientists, period. You don't have to be a creation scientist.
Right.
And these are things that you talk about in your courses.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. There's so many different ways to approach apologetics. The ones that we're doing now, they're foundational, and we deal with what are called premise arguments. Mm-hmm. You could get really off in the weeds, and if you have a lot of education in the science background or a lot of experience in that, that's not so hard to do. Some people are really intimidated by that, and that's the beauty of what we're going to be teaching here is you don't have to be, you know, Carl Sagan or, you know, Ken Ham to be able to discuss this stuff. This is more about how to get into a conversation, maintain a positive relationship, and share your faith.
Yes. Let me ask you a question. I mean, you frequently have people that you might meet, you share what you do. Does anybody ever want to immediately refute what they think you believe?
All the time, Jim. And this is really the best way that we've discovered through reading different formats is Gregory Kokel was the textbook, one of the textbooks that we use for apologetics, says never make an assertion to someone when you can ask them a question that brings them to the same point of understanding. And so the temptation is a lot of people are going to say, oh, you're a Christian, so that means you mean this, this, and this, and this, and this. And then you question them because you've made no assertions, right? And they have to establish for themselves what normally in their type of argument they would be able to make the other person be on the defense about.
So do you teach people these concepts?
Absolutely.
How to actually communicate effectively with someone?
Absolutely. And to do it while Because here's the thing, you can tell somebody something all day and all night, and a lot of people are tired of being told things, yet they still don't have a clear critical process about their own beliefs. So if you can look at what they say and you allow them to declare themselves to you by asking questions to sort of peel the onion, because you're genuinely interested in how they think and why they think what they think, now all of a sudden they're getting a chance to articulate something that maybe they've never done before.
But you might be saying something to Christians that are listening right now that might be foreign to them. I'm picking up on this. You actually care what an unbeliever thinks.
Absolutely. And I know apologetics gets a bad name. Sometimes people think it's just about going out and beating somebody up with your skill and wordsmithing. But it's really about relationships. It's really caring about bringing them to a point of truth. Because here's the thing, folks. If we know that they're wrong because they're denying Christ or they're having trouble with doctrine, we have to have confidence in God's truth to do its work. But we must allow an opportunity for that truth to be articulated in a way that doesn't completely force the other party into antagonism. So in their own thought process, you drop these kernels, you put this pebble in their shoe, and they are forced in a gentle way to confront the inconsistencies in their own position and potentially be open to hear the truth.
Do you see any problem with practicing and rehearsing how you communicate?
Not at all. I think that if you're going to be a witness for Jesus Christ, practicing how you communicate, paying attention to how you sound, be willing to hear feedback about the impact of your communication is essential, because if it's about people, and it really is, Jim, then we need to be our best version of ourselves.
I should share a fail, okay? I've been told I'm a very loud person. And I've been told that you can be right but wrong at the top of your voice.
Mm.
So tone, attitude, these are things that are as important as the message that you're trying to communicate, because I think you're able to convey love and care when you have those in balance.
I think you're right. And the scriptures say this, do they not, when it says, but speaking the truth in love, you may grow up into him in all things. And there's a really important aspect that a lot of people, they miss out on the blessing of being able to boldly but gently speak the truth. And that is, when that's happening, you're being used by God, and it does something to you that you receive in a way that you don't if you're just reading a book about how to do it. That personal interface is so important as a method of inculcation of our own personal growth, not just knowing it, but sharing it.
I know that there's a lot of people that are small group leaders listen to the show because they contact me all the time. Sometimes they're fascinated with guests, and I'm just warning you in advance. They'll say, hey, can you have Luke come talk to our group? and I have to volunteer you. So don't get mad at me when that happens.
Oh, no.
But that's one of the reasons I think people are listening, because they want to know how to take advantage of these opportunities. So when do you expect to release when this information or program will be available?
We believe that we'll have solid dates probably within the next month.
Okay.
And so there will be sign up. It is a register event, but it doesn't cost anything. And there will be QR codes and other things that will be announced in Calvary's main services. Those have already gone out, but we're still building the roster of different elements we want to include. So that's going to happen. And honestly, you hit the nail on the head, Jim, about people wanting to do this. The desire of the leadership of the church was to utilize all different resources, because as you know, we have who knows how many different ministries, and all of them can add in and enrich our congregational life. Mm. And it was the intention of the church leadership to say, hey, why shouldn't everyone be able to share their faith confidently? Let's get that going. And it's a huge area, right? People always are asking this. They're demanding this. They're like, I want to feel that comfort when I'm in that type of situation. This is why this class exists. And the thing about salvation, you'll never be able to do anything in greater service until you've got a true understanding of where you stand with Jesus Christ. Knowing who you are in Christ is the gateway to service. So these are foundation.
Website for Calvary College.
Calvary College won't be the website where the information will be at. It is okay. Going to live on the church website, which is, of course, calvarynm.church.
Okay.
It's not there yet, but okay. Be patient. we will definitely make this puff.
But this is literally going to be the curriculum, though, you're using in the college. And maybe one last thing is explain that the degree programs, I mean, you can audit things, you can earn a degree. There's all kinds of options for you.
So we have a partnership with Calvary Chapel University as well as Veritas International University for full accreditation. Now, we're not accredited, but our classes are at the rigor level that allows them to be accepted by accredited institutions. So The online, we have no on-site Calvary College. We have online courses. All of them are Pastor Skip's teachings. Mm-hmm. So you're never going to get a better quality education when it comes to going through the Bible verse by verse. That's available. Enrollment's open now. And that website, as you mentioned, the Calvary website for Calvary College is calvarychurchcollege.com.
Luke, thank you so much. We're out of time. I hope everybody will stay tuned, though. Luke will have you back on and talk more about this here in the next few weeks. We're going to be back with Genevieve Wood with the Heritage Foundation. And also, don't forget Brian Cochran with John Moore Associates talking about your finances. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back.